Hello, I'm Doug Keel. It's a pleasure to greet you once again and to invite you to join us for this edition of Speaking of Schools, the program from South Carolina's Department of Education. And today, a conversation with one of South Carolina's university presidents. In fact, one of the newest university presidents, if not the newest university president in the Palmetto State, Dr. Elizabeth Davis at Furman University, has been at the helm of the Greenville Institution since July 1st of 2014, her inauguration back last March, and we'll be talking about some of the present and the future of Furman University on today's Speaking of Schools podcast. This podcast is a feature each week here at this website, and we offer you the opportunity to learn about pre-K through 16 education here in South Carolina. So stay tuned for today's podcast. Dr. Elizabeth Davis, president at Furman, our guest. We are Speaking of Schools. It's been about a year now that Elizabeth Davis has been at the helm of Furman University. She became Furman's 12th president on July the 1st of 2014, coming to Greenville and Furman from Baylor University, where she had a number of different titles and on that faculty there at Baylor since 1992. Dr. Davis, welcome to South Carolina. Welcome to Speaking of Schools. I know that's sort of a belated welcome after a year in the office there, but at the same time, we're delighted to have you on the program.
Well, thank you, Doug. I appreciate the invitation, and I don't mind continuing to be welcome to the area. It's been a great move for us, and we're just delighted to be here.
Well, it's a wonderful area. There's no question about that. And I just happened to wonder, after looking at the number of positions that you held at Baylor University, was a college presidency something that was a professional goal of yours, or perhaps did the dominoes just fall right and you thought that Furman had some of the things that you were interested in and that you could help lead Furman?
Well, I'll have to go with the domino analogy. In fact, when I talk to students, I will tell them that when I was sitting where they are, that, you know, all those years ago, I never imagined becoming a university president, but really was just open to the various roles where I could, you know, use the skills and the gifts that I had. And so as I progressed at Baylor and different roles just became available, kind of took them on as a new challenge. And it was really only in the last couple of years when I was provost at Baylor that people started suggesting to me that I ought to think about a presidency. So I hadn't even thought about that myself, but rather others who encouraged me to take a look. And when I heard that the Furman presidency was open and that I had been nominated, I thought, well, I can take a look at Furman and see if that's a place where we could thrive as a family and matched, I suppose, my educational goals, you know, the kind of educational environment I wanted to be in. And sure enough, it all worked out.
Well, it's all I've heard is that it's been great for the institution there, and I certainly hope that it has for you and your family as well. I know one of the things that you wanted to look at and work hard on were having more students from South Carolina enroll at Furman University, attracting the state's best students to one of the finest liberal arts colleges, certainly in the nation.
Well, you're exactly right, Doug. You know, we're so proud of our home state, and we want the best and the brightest to stay here and not go off to other states. We feel like we can do that by helping students understand what they can get at Furman, that they can stay close to home but actually be in an environment where they are learning and being educated with other students from across the country and from around the world. So it really creates a very enriching experience for our students. And of course, we have specific scholarships that can benefit South Carolina's top students. And so we want to find ways, of course, that make Furman an attractive option for the best students in the state of South Carolina.
Well, you do. You have the Hollingsworth Scholarship. You have the Max Heller Community Scholarship, which is for students who attend high schools in Greenville County. One would say that, of course, there's always room for growing an endowment, but you're very fortunate to have the endowment that you have and to be able to attract students that are some of the highest in their classes.
Absolutely. And, of course, we continue to work with people from the area, people from the state, to continue to make Furman an affordable option, while we're also looking at ways to provide the kinds of experiences that will matter for students as they exit Furman. So it's been great, and we've been so encouraged by the increase in applications that we've seen coming from the state of South Carolina.
Well, South Carolina, as certainly you know, and most of us agree, that South Carolina is a relatively poor state. And, of course, tuition keeps rising at private colleges like Furman. And how do you address that issue, that you've got students coming from a poor state, but yet your tuition in private colleges is pretty hefty?
You're right, Doug, and this is something that the nation is aware of, and that colleges and universities across the country are working toward making college more affordable and more accessible. You know, we provide a lot of need-based and merit-based financial aid, making the average cost of attendance about $24,000 per student. Now, of course, that's an average, so some students' costs will be greater and some will be less, but about a third of our students who demonstrate need have their full need met. One of the things we want students to and their families to understand is that slightly more than 80% of Furman students graduate in 4 years. Now, that's the best 4-year graduation rate of any institution in South Carolina. So that means they're not paying for that extra fifth year, not just the tuition, but the room and board and all the fees that come with it. They also then are able to start in their careers earlier. In fact, about 96% of our graduates are either employed or they're enrolled in graduate school 6 months after graduation. So when you consider the full cost of attendance, where at Furman it's 4 years, but maybe at another institution it's 5 or 6 years, then that cost of education is actually, the difference isn't quite as large.
And that certainly makes sense. And you get a 4-year graduation rate when you think about that a lot of summer schools, and of course that fifth year that a lot of students take, that does make Furman even more affordable.
It does.
Furman's a liberal arts university. There are a lot of has been said about liberal arts universities, about a liberal arts education being the type of educational experience that may not be worth the dollar.
Sure.
And there's also the emphasis on STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. How do you continue to recruit against these concepts, these ideas, and how do you overcome this type of publicity?
Well, so let me talk about this in two ways. First of all, I think some people don't realize that the natural sciences are part of the liberal arts. And so some of our strongest departments are chemistry and biology. We have a very robust health sciences program. And that, I think, is surprising to people, that they don't realize the breadth of options that our students have for study. So that's one thing I think that we can do a better job, is helping people understand what liberal arts means, or maybe we just need to use a different term. The other thing has to do with, you know, people who study philosophy are probably not going to become professional philosophers. And so when we think about those kinds of degrees, what we have to do is help people understand, okay, but what does studying the liberal arts help our students do and help our students prepare for life outside of college? You know, a recent survey of CEOs say that they want intangible qualities of critical thinking, communication, how to knit together disparate ideas rather than just having some narrow technical proficiency. Well, that's exactly the kind of education that our students get at Furman. The other thing, too, that a recent Gallup and Purdue study came out that found out that employees who are more engaged in their workplace actually came from institutions where they felt like they were supported, that a faculty member cared about them, that they had an opportunity to engage in experiences that directly impacted the careers. And that's exactly the kind of experience we provide at Furman. We have a small enough environment, a small student-faculty ratio, that our students have so many opportunities to develop that when they graduate, and again, with a 96% placement rate 6 months after graduation, it's hard to understand why it has been so easy to, I guess, the rhetoric in the media about liberal arts degrees without just some really detailed data that show, in fact, our students aren't being successful, because, in fact, they are. So it's incumbent upon us to be sure that we tell the story in a much more compelling way.
We're speaking with Dr. Elizabeth Davis. She is the president at Furman University in Greenville, having been here in the Upper Piedmont for about a year now as the president at Furman University. Back in March, when you were officially inaugurated as Furman's president, you said that you wanted Furman to move beyond the campus gates and be actively engaged in the life of the community. And, of course, there's a great thing to live in a college town. There's no question about that. People who live around colleges and universities, I think, have many more opportunities to enrich their lives. What are some of the ways that you're going to bring the community into Furman University and bring Furman University to the community?
Well, that's a great question, and I think a lot of it has to do with how Furman is understood. You know, we believe the work of Furman is inextricably tied to community, and that it has been for decades. We have great partnerships, for example, with the Greenville Health System, and we have the Riley Institute, which sponsors programs that impact the entire state. In fact, more than 1,400 of the state's civic, educational, and business leaders have graduated from the Institute's DLI program, the Diversity Leadership Initiative. Our poverty studies program is actually the most popular minor, and part of that minor requires our students to spend 8 weeks on a summer internship, where students work directly with people in poverty, largely in the Greenville area. And there are many, many other ways where Furman faculty, students, and staff are engaged in the community. What we need to do is, first of all, help the community understand the expertise that we can bring, what we can do and what we can't do, but then also help our students understand what it means that as they are working in the community, understand what it means to be an engaged citizen, and that it takes collaboration from all kinds of different institutions to help improve the quality of life of a community. We had a great presentation from some students recently who are engaged in Live Well Greenville, and they talked, besides the fact of the academic experiences they were having, they talked about learning how to work with community partners and about the ways that they learn to be patient, the ways they learn to communicate differently. You know, in academia, we tend to have a language where we speak to each other, but that's not necessarily well understood whenever we are talking with people from different institutions. So a lot of what I desire is that the breadth of Furman is understood better by our community, and that our students understand their education is not just about developing them personally, but developing them as members of a community, and that when they engage, the community benefits.
Well, we talk about Furman University being such a mainstay here in the upstate of South Carolina. One of the ways in which I'm familiar that you serve the people of Greenville County particularly is your Bridges to a Brighter Future program. We have featured that several times on Speaking of Schools, and I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful program where you get students from throughout the Greenville area and bring them into the Furman campus and work with them on leadership and academic skills.
Well, I agree. Talk about just a great surprise whenever I came to Furman was to find out what an impactful program this Bridges to a Brighter Future program is and what it means to our community. Besides the experiences that the Bridges students get, I love that the Furman faculty and staff are so committed to finding the right college placement for the Bridges students. Of course, we'd love for them all to stay at Furman because they are such great students, but that doesn't necessarily make sense. And so rather than being very territorial, I suppose, it's really student-centered. What is the best way that we can help the Bridges students achieve their goals, not necessarily achieving Furman's goals, if that makes sense. I've also noticed, too, that the Furman students who work with our Bridges students, their lives are transformed. They learn as much from the Bridges students as the Bridges students learn from them. So it's just a great, great partnership.
Win-win situation, no question about it. Of course, we've already mentioned the Riley Institute, but so much of what they do impacts public and private education throughout the Palmetto State. We have had the opportunity to feature a number of their educational programs and educational endeavors on Speaking of Schools, and certainly those programs there at the Institute impact the entire state.
Well, they do, and that's one of the things, too, Doug, that I want people to understand is that the breadth of educational activity that goes on as part of Furman University is not limited to 18 to 22-year-olds living on our campus, that we educate from the 3-year-olds at the Child Development Center through undergraduate, Bridges, the Riley Institute, even our OLLI, Lifelong Learning Program. So I like to say we educate from 3 to 93.
Oh, that's great. And I'm sure you'll continue to do that, Furman University. A century and a half of service to the upstate and to South Carolina. Dr. Elizabeth Davis, president at Furman University, our guest today on Speaking of Schools. Dr. Davis, I always kind of close out a conversation by asking my guest if we've left out anything and anything that you particularly wanted to say or anything that you feel like the public would like to know about Furman that we haven't covered.
Well, Doug, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. And the biggest message that I want your listeners to leave with is that Furman impacts the state of South Carolina by the people we educate, the students that we attract to the state and retain. And we're just looking forward to many, many more years of being an important part of our community.
Well, we look forward to following up and having another conversation with you down the road, Dr. Elizabeth Davis, president at Furman University. It's been our pleasure to have you on Speaking of Schools. Great to have you, and thanks so much for your time. We look forward to talking again in the future.
Thank you, Doug.
University's 12th president with us today on Speaking of Schools. Thanks, Dr. Elizabeth Davis. A pleasure having the opportunity to chat with you and learn about what's happening at Furman and what you plan on happening during your stay there in Greenville. Speaking of Schools, as we have said, comes to you from South Carolina's Department of Education. It's a weekly feature here at this website, and we certainly appreciate the folks making this podcast available to you each week. My name is Doug Keel, and we'll have another podcast for you next week if you'll join us here on Speaking of Schools. Thank you so much for the pleasure of your company. Join us again next week. We'll have another podcast, and we'll be speaking of schools.